Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At LifeHacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. Baby, baby. Hey, what's up, LA hackers? It's Stefan from LifeHacks LA, and this is the sixth episode of the LifeHacks LA podcast. In this episode, we're going to look at some of our favorite free views in Los Angeles. Now, when you think of views in LA, you might think of all the bars and restaurants that we have in downtown and West Hollywood and West LA that offer these pretty incredible views. Or you might think of the famous places to hike like Runyon Canyon or the Baldwin Hills Scenic Overlook. But we thought we'd add to this list places that people don't normally mention that give you, you know, those same incredible views for free, but not necessarily top of mind. All right, so let's just jump right into it. Number one on our list here is a drive on Mulholland Road. Mulholland is that long, windy road that goes all the way from, I believe it starts at the 101 freeway in Hollywood and extends all the way through the Santa Monica Mountains to Leo Carrillo State Beach. Now, I've never driven it that far, but I have been on Mulholland many, many times over there in the Hollywood Hills. When I lived at in Burbank and I used to commute to Century City, sometimes I would take Mulholland to cut through the traffic as a shortcut. And in the mornings, I would just, at least once a week, I would go up there just to drive it because I enjoyed it so much. It's one of the few places you drive in LA where, at least me anyway, I was always aware of my surroundings. You know, sometimes I'll be driving and I just tune everything out. But every time I drove on Mulholland, I was really aware of, you know, these incredible city, mountain, and ocean views that I was experiencing. And also, a drive on Mulholland means you're driving in the Hollywood Hills. There's famous figures and celebrities that reside there. So you're going to see some pretty beautiful homes as well. That's an extra bonus because it's got some of the most exclusive and expensive real estate in the world there. Now, my hack for the, actually, you know what, let me, one place I want to point out is the, because I spent the most time at this one, and it's a really popular spot. As you cruise along Mulholland, they have these scenic overlooks where you can kind of pull over, and the one that I spent the most time at, because it was close to me, was the one that overlooks the Hollywood Bowl. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's a really popular spot. If you go there in the afternoon, especially in the summer, it's one of the stops for all those Hollywood tour buses. But, you know, if you go in the morning, like everything else in LA, it's empty. I used to go and watch the sunrise every once in a while. Tried to do it like once a week. But want to give a special shout out to that overlook because it's really cool. You can look right down in the Hollywood Bowl. And, yeah, it's an awesome spot. I mean, just by evidence by the fact that you would go there and see people taking pictures and having photo shoots and stuff. But really, really cool. Anyway, my hack for driving Mulholland is to pull over in one of these overlooks that I just mentioned and get out on foot and enjoy that view. Some of them you can pretty much just get out of the car and stretch, and some of them you can kind of hike around a little bit, but they have all these scenic overlooks on your drive on Mulholland. So get out and get out on foot and enjoy that view. Okay, number two for our best free views in Los Angeles is the observation deck in City Hall. Now, City Hall is right in Grand Park in downtown Los Angeles. And they actually, most people don't know this, but, you know, why would you go to City Hall? You would go to City Hall because you have official business there or you work there or something like that. But most people don't know that there's actually a reason to go there just as a citizen, because you have access to a observation deck on the 27th floor. And it offers you beautiful, beautiful views of downtown and beyond. So that's a nice little hack. All you need is to bring your photo ID and you go to the desk, just ask them where their observation is. You will have to go through a metal detector, so don't bring any knives with you. But it's a really cool little spot where you're going to enjoy like a VIP view. Probably going to be empty. When I've gone, it's been empty. I think I don't hear many people talking about it, even after all these years. So it's a really cool place to get a free view in downtown Los Angeles. Maybe if you work downtown, you can go on your lunch break one of these days. But the observation deck, City Hall, 27th floor, just go to the front desk and ask them where it's at. My hack for that is the hack. It's a free observation deck in City Hall that you probably didn't hear of, okay? What do you want from me? That's the hack. Don't have one for that one. The hack is that it exists. All right. The next one is the Hollywood Bowl. Okay. So I know what you're thinking. I said free, right? And if you go to the Hollywood Bowl, you're paying for those views because you're paying for the concert and, you get the views of the concert. But here's a little tip for you. And most people don't know this. The Hollywood Bowl is actually a public park, a Los Angeles County public park. So when there's not a concert going on, you, me, and anyone else who lives in LA can just park over there, walk into the park. Now, the people who know about this, they usually go there to run the stairs or exercise or whatever. But if you want to see some pretty awesome views, go to the Hollywood Park during the day when there's no concert going on, and you're going to get some very unique views that only the Hollywood Bowl can offer. Let's see, my hack for the Hollywood Bowl. So if that wasn't cool enough, that if you didn't know that already, that the Hollywood Bowl is a public park that we all have access to, of course, when there's no concert going on, I even have an extra hack for you. Not only can you go to the Hollywood Bowl for free, but you can actually see a free concert by the LA Philharmonic. It's not at, so what it is their rehearsals, and they have their rehearsals on in the summer, because Hollywood Bowl's the home of the LA Phil during the summer. That's where they have their concerts. But on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. most Tuesdays and Thursdays, you probably have to check for sure, but just in case they cancel one, you can see them doing their rehearsals, and it's like a full-blown concert. It's awesome. So that's my hack for the Hollywood Bowl view. Is that you can not only go there for free during the day to check out the views, but you can also watch a LA Phil concert for free, a concert rehearsal. But all right, so to the next one, we have the rooftop at the Grove. Now, okay, this might sound a little weird. I'm recommending the rooftop parking at the Grove. You've been in the Grove a million times. You go in there and you see those digital numbers and it says first floor full, second floor full, third floor full, fourth floor 80 spots, fifth floor 150 spots or whatever. And then you stop on the fourth or fifth floor and you wind around and you find some parking, right? What I'm telling you is if you haven't done it and you want to see a pretty incredible view, keep driving, go all the way to the eighth floor and go to the rooftop. And what you're going to find there is a 360 degree view of the Hollywood Hills, Century City, and downtown, and even more. I mean, it's pretty cool. And also you can look down into the Grove, So I hadn't done it for a while, but I had some friends visiting and I was like, how can I show these guys a little something extra? I mean, it's already their first time at the Grove, but I'm gonna show them something extra cool. Took them up to the rooftop parking. My thing is, you're already going to the Grove, you're already parking. Why not just go up a few more floors to see something cool? I'm not saying you do it every time you go to the Grove, but if you want to show someone that hasn't seen it, or you yourself haven't seen it. And what's cool is it's usually empty up there, so unless it's like Christmas or one of those crazy times, then that's the only time I've ever seen the rooftop have a lot of people there. But parking's actually easier because you go right up there and you don't have to wind around looking for a spot. You go up there, it's empty, you park right by the elevator and you go down. But yeah, it's really cool, and it's something I don't hear anyone else talk about, is the rooftop parking at the Grove. It's on the eighth floor. And my hack for that is what I said earlier, is that if you want to give your friends something special, either someone who lives here or someone who's visiting you, they enjoy LA, surprise them with this. Say, hey, let's go to the Grove. They're gonna be like, oh, I've been in the Grove a million times. Show them your extra LA hacker knowledge. Don't say anything to them. Just take them all the way up to the eighth floor rooftop. Break out the camera. You're gonna get some spectacular photo ops right in this parking lot roof at the iconic Grove. All right, So number six is one of the most visited places in Los Angeles by tourists and locals. It's a gorgeous, legendary facility located on the in Mount Hollywood in Los Angeles, and that is the Griffith Park Observatory. Now, the Griffith Park Observatory, I had to add it to this list because I know everyone knows it, but I mean, when I think of views in Los Angeles, I think the Griffith Park Observatory probably comes first in my mind. I mean, you go up that gigantic big hill, and the cool thing about Griffith Park Observatory when it comes to views is you don't just get one. I mean, you've got so many different angles from the outside lawn where you can see get a clear picture of the Hollywood sign, but even better when you enter the building and you or you're in the exterior of the building and you're climbing those rooftop terraces. They have all these different levels, and they've got, views of downtown and views of Culver City, and they just have all these different angles. So I had to include Griffith Park Observatory in this list, even though it's probably a common one that people, it's not a surprise, like it's not something anyone hasn't heard of, but like I said, it's probably one of the most popular places in LA for tourists. But yeah, you can get pictures of the Hollywood sign. It's a little far, so you probably need a good camera. I mean, I think I last time someone visited me, they had their iPhone and they were trying to get themselves with the background of the Hollywood sign, and it didn't come out that great. But it's a really cool place if you don't want to hike up to the Hollywood sign and you want to get a good clear view of it. Go to the Griffith Park Observatory. Now, with anything with Griffith Park, anytime I mention Griffith Park, you got to mention the parking. There's that little parking lot up on top, but if you go during any normal day, you're probably not going, especially in the summer, you're probably going to have to park at the bottom and hike your way up. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that because, some people don't want to hike up that big hill. So maybe they can be dropped off at the top if they're an older person or a person who has trouble walking. But let's get to the hack. So the hack is there are free public telescopes that are offered nightly for viewing the stars and planets until 9:45 p.m. So if you, this is one of the few places where you not only get a view of the city, but you get a view of the stars and the planets. And that's the Griffith Park Observatory, and they're awesome telescopes. If you got kids or you got kids with you, you definitely want to take advantage of these free telescopes and just have them go out there and try to get them interested in the stars, the real stars, not the Hollywood stars, and the planets. So that's a really cool thing that they offer at the observatory. Okay, I've got an extra bonus hack for you here when it comes to Griffith Park Observatory. This has nothing to do with the view, but I'm just going to throw it in there because it's kind of a cool thing. And so I just want to throw it in there. And that is All Things Considered. So All Things Considered is on the first Friday of every month. And what it is it's a panel of scientists or special guests that they have. And what they do is they talk about subjects in astronomy and space science. The seating is a first come, first serve basis. Like I said, it's the first Friday of every month. It's called All Things Considered. Definitely want something you want to check out at least once. I think they hold it in the Leonard Nimoy Theater. Is that the name of it? But especially if you're like a science nerd or you know someone who is a Trekkie, I don't know. But you want to check that out. First Fridays, All Things Considered. All right, so the final one on our list is for the best free views in Los Angeles is another one that most people probably don't know about, and that's the West Hollywood tennis courts. Once again, this is something that's free. A lot of the tennis courts in LA you got to pay for. This one's free. It's on North San Vicente Boulevard. But what's cool about it, how it made this list, is that it's not just a regular old tennis court. It's on a rooftop that has awesome views, especially at sunset. I went there once at sunset. It was pretty amazing. But how it works is, so if you're a tennis player, it's a first come, first serve basis, no reservations. You just show up, and if the court is empty, you can take it, and you'll be playing tennis on a rooftop with cool views. How you get there is you go to the first floor, and there's an office. It's not that easy to find, but you'll see there's an office that has a sign that says something like parking security or something like that. And what you want to do is just go to that front desk and ask them. And if you're there to play tennis, you probably want to go there early if you want to actually get a court. If you're just there to get a nice, check out the views, you could come there right at sunset. It doesn't matter. At that time, there'll probably be people playing, but since you're not there to play, you're just there to check out the view. It doesn't really matter. Good time to come would be right before sunset. You'll get those really good views of West Hollywood and Greater Los Angeles. But my hack here is the parking is validated. So there's parking in the structure. West Hollywood is notorious for bad parking. As bad as parking is in all of Los Angeles, I think West Hollywood is like next level bad. But what's cool about this is not only is the facility free, tennis free, they actually have parking in the structure that's validated up to 2 hours. So get your parking validated when you go there, and you won't even have to pay for the parking. How cool is that? All right, cool. So, like I said, there's millions of awesome views in Los Angeles, but we wanted to do a few that we don't think most people think of, with the exception of Griffith Park Observatory. But like I said, come on, it's Griffith Park Observatory. I can't leave it off a list about best views in Los Angeles. I would get strung up. So, why don't I just go over those really quickly again? How to get the best view, free views in Los Angeles. Take a drive on Mulholland Road and get out of the car and check out some of those overlooks. Get out there on foot and check out the scenic overlooks that Mulholland offers. Take advantage of the observation deck on the 27th floor of City Hall. And number three is the Hollywood Bowl. Go inside the Hollywood Bowl. You don't need to be at a concert. It's actually a free public park that you can go to when there's no concert. The rooftop on the 8th floor of the Grove. Go up to a mall rooftop parking lot. Doesn't sound exciting, but this is the best mall parking you'll ever see. And that's the 8th floor of the rooftop of the Grove. And then, of course, we had Griffith Park Observatory, where you can walk on those terraces and get so many different angles and views from LA, for LA. And then finally, we had the West Hollywood Tennis Court, which is a rooftop tennis court in West Hollywood that's completely free to enter and check out. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Life Hacks LA, best free views in Los Angeles. If you have any suggestions for me, go ahead and hit me up, lifehacksla.com. Hit the contact page, shoot me an email if you have any suggestions for more free views that maybe I didn't mention, or if you have any ideas for future episodes. As always, if you can help me out and give me a review on whatever platform you're listening on, it really helps us out a lot. Appreciate you. I'll see you next time. This is Stefan. Peace out. Hi, LA Hacker. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Life Hacks LA. One of my favorite things about living in Los Angeles is just all those spectacular views we have. I hope you get out there and take advantage of it. And if you want more hacks, I recommend you download our free ebook, which has our 10 best. You can find it at lifehacksla.com/10hacks. We will have a brand new episode for you next week. And until then, I'll see you later. Bye.